Man.
Jerry, what was the Super Bowl champion? What got in you guys tonight? Were you able to just
hold? Well, you know, I don't think that's something that just started tonight. I think that's something that's been going on all year long. And, you know, that's just a testament to our staff, you know, John, and, you know, the guys that we have on the defense side of the ball. And, man, just the way we go about our business every single day and the way we plan and process.
Let's talk about you, young man. Not only one, but two sacks. Take us through it.
Yeah, man, you know, it's been a little crazy year for me. Obviously, the pressures and the hits been there, and but no sacks. And, man, what a more rewarding time, you know, to be blessed, have opportunity to go out in this game and, you know, help lead this team to success tonight. So I really can't put it into words, man. I'm blessed, I'm honored, and all glory to God on that.
Can you share with us the journey to get to this podium right now?
Speaking towards, like, from when?
Your journey, just to get to Super Bowl champion.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, everyone knows my story. You know, what it took for me to get here. What it took for me just to be alive and have a chance. And, man, all glory to God. I'm very blessed. Kudos to moms. Man, that was a special moment after the game, hugging my mama, loving on her, and sharing that moment with her. You know, I feel like she's the unsung hero, the unsung warrior, you know, through this whole process. And, you know, the love and compassion that, you know, that and she's always fought for me. She never gave up in that piece, man. And then just being able to play football, man, and what this game has done for me in my life and, you know, for my family is I'll never be able to repay this game, man. You always love and respect it, and I hope I feel like I showed it every single time I step on the field. Yeah, you know, a lot of times we communicate, but on that one, man, Big Cat being Big Cat, you know, he jetted off the ball, and, you know, I just got off on his color and was able to, you know, power the tackle and then loop off from there and be able to get a strip sack on the ball, man. So kudos to my boy Big Cat, you know, for making that play for me. Yeah, mom just walked up, pat me on my shoulder, hugged me, started crying, talking about she's so happy, she's so joyful. And I just immediately reiterated, mom, this moment is for you. You know, everything it took to get here. And, you know, I wouldn't rather share that moment with anybody else.
When you were 4 years old, when you started playing flag football, were this moment, is this what you envisioned when you started to play the game? That didn't seem possible.
I mean, this is what every kid dreams about. But a little bit towards that, you know, I started playing the game to just be able to get my lung capacity up. And just be able to run around a little bit, and I fell in love with the game. You know, it allowed me to be a normal kid. You know, I would always sit and watch other kids outside running around, and I wasn't able to do those things. So, man, that's really where it kicked off for me. That's what this game, you know, led from my love, and, you know, ultimately to this moment.
Have you lifted the Lombardi Trophy yet?
I have 100 times, probably more.
7 pounds. You weighed less than half of that
when you were born. Oh, dang, that's crazy, man. It's truly a blessing. You know, it's hard to answer questions and put things into words, man, in this moment, because it's so surreal. And just be able to be around all these guys loving on each other and, man, what it took to get here and being able to fight for one another and ultimately enjoy this moment is special. You know, I think up front, that's our goal, to go out to dominate every single week. Obviously, kudos to the Patriots. They were here for a reason, right? They had a lot of success this year. But going out on the front, man, we just try to go out and dominate every single game, and I feel like that showed tonight. Yeah, man, I think that's huge. I'm going to a game. Anytime you can get the offense off schedule and get them behind the sticks, man, that's huge. And, you know, it opens up the playbook a lot, you know, for Mike and obviously him, you know, being the best defensive play caller in the game. You know, obviously that showed tonight. But it opens up his playbook and allows us to just go out and play free and do the things that we do. Yeah, everybody knows our power. And, man, just really running off the ball, speed to power. And kind of got chipped by the guard and knocked me out. And on that, and just be able to run around the edge and chase him down, man. Drake May's an unbelievable quarterback. You know, the way he's able to move and run around in the pocket. So that was pretty special to have that moment. Honestly, I didn't know until, you know, I see everybody in the end zone. I'm like, what happened? And Murph had the ball, and it was a strip sack, man. So it's just special to share these moments. And, you know, the 12s, they always show up. They're always loud. So being able to, you know, they make every road game this year a home game for us, and that's really huge. But be able to speak to a testament to them, and, you know, them showing up tonight for us.
Are there
I would say that definitely helped. You know, I feel like with these guys, you know, we take it one play at a time. When we take it one play at a time, you never know what the outcome may be. But, you know, I feel like that definitely helped. Obviously, put them behind the sticks there as they were starting to have a good drive. So I feel like that definitely helped, you know, set the tone and change the whole trajectory of that drive that they were on. It's hard to put into words how to, you know, it's anything I dream about, man. It's just special. You know, everybody loving on each other, saying congratulations, man, saying we made it. And, you know, for me, man, speaking of a guy from Mississippi who had a 1% chance to live, and it's even less than that to, you know, be able to hoist that Lombardi trophy on this special night and be able to do that, it's special. I think our connection, you know, our camaraderie, you know, the things that we do, the shadow boxing is huge for us. You know, I think that speaks testament, you know, the connection and, you know, just being able to shadow box with a running back or a running back being able to shadow box, you know, with a corner and just being able to have that connection and continue to grow relationships through that, I think was huge for us this year. I don't know. This is my first time and hopefully not my last. So we'll see how it goes to be able to, you know, to process all this. Man, just take it all in. Enjoy the moment and enjoy it with your loved ones. Russian coverage worked out great as always across the front. And, you know, the DBs, they do a great job of being sticky in coverage, and that allows us to make plays up front. The shadow box king, you looking at him. Yeah, you saw this. You saw this week I was going around testing guys on stage. I did lose the big slime before he gets up here and tell y'all that. But, nah, man, it's a special journey, special moment, baby, to share this with these guys. And something so simple just helps bring us so much more connected. It's huge. Correct. Oh, heck no. Heck no. You know, I think our off-season program is pretty hectic. And, you know, the way that we train, man, is unbelievable. And I think going through those tough times and be having to lean on one another and be able to just pull on one another, man, like we're in this together. You know, let's make these moments matter and let's make these moments last and all that built up until now. If I would have to say it's, man, it's – just gratitude, you know, just the gratitude, the love, and, you know, just the compassion, you know, I have for my teammates being in this moment, you know, see what guys went through, guys coming back from injury, you know, guys fighting their butt off, you know, not feeling well, but still being able to come into work every single Sunday and put in the work for us to go out and be successful. I think that would be the greatest, you know, compassion or love that I have for this team. The first person to believe, probably my mom, my mom and she's been so my mom. A little bit about mom. I gotta shout out mom. Mom doesn't miss a game. From the time I started playing flag football at 4 to now, my mom has been there every single game. And you know, I feel like that's huge. Just having that, knowing someone's there to cheer you on, to be there in the stands for you, is special. And you know, leading up, we're big in our faith in my family, and leading up to this game, just having mom being there praying for me right before the game. You know, just doing what we do and be able to go out and win this, man, is special. I think that's huge, and I don't think that's something you could take for granted. You know, the sad part about it is after tonight, who knows, you know, where guys are going to be. You know, hopefully we can keep this thing together and keep this thing rolling. But, man, you can't take that for granted. It's a special group, you know, special group of guys who went out and put their best foot forward, helped the team be successful.
Not to look too much further, but you kind of said there after today it's over. Where do you guys go from here? The third youngest roster in the NFL, a lot of guys under contract. Do you guys think you're going to be back here next year?
Of course, you know, that's the ultimate goal. You know, we enjoy this moment, enjoy these couple months off. Leo! Yes, sir! Yes, sir, my dog. But, you know, we'll enjoy this. Obviously get to the parade, enjoy these couple months off, and then we'll be back to work in less than 2 months in April. So, you know, we'll start all over again, and our journey is obviously be back here next year. Correct. Yes. You know, when Byron's daughter was born, obviously she was born a preemie as well, and being able to, you know, be there for him in that moment, you know, a moment of the unexpected, a moment of, you know, you're not knowing what the next call is going to be from the hospital, you know, for him and his wife. You know, man, they handled that really well. He consistent came to work every day, but just being able to be there, show the love and compassion, be able to check on the guy. And, you know, I sent them pictures of me, you know, in as a preemie and, you know, everything that I went through. So being able to have that connection, that relation to someone that's been there, done that, and also just be able to go sit down and talk, I think it's huge. And I feel like they helped his family a lot, and he has a healthy baby girl now. Huge, huge. You know, that guy's coming to work every single day, and, you know, Murph is, he's unbelievable, if I had to put it in one word, man. The way he comes to work, the strength, the love, the compassion, and just the way he goes about his business is unmatched.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you.